Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus. Ravi Maranim and Rasi Shehichyu. The schus. Chevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basi, the Soch Shachol Yisrael. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel. And is based on the Torah of Marinu Ravino or Gain Rab Moshe Zetzal. The tool, at the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh, writes Tanya Pirkei Der Eliezer, Rosh Chodesh Elo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Alei Alei Ahava. The Torah brings the Pirkei Der Eliezer that in Rosh Chodesh Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go up the mountain. And then he went up to get the second Luchas, and then a shofar was sounded in the camp, saying that Moshe went up to the mountain, Shlo Yitu Oid Achar Avi Dizara, that the people shouldn't be mistaken afterwards and follow Avi Dizara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mis'aleh bo'is ha-shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was elevated with that shofar, as it says, Ol Elokim b'turoah. And therefore, Chazal were mitaken that we should be toikei on Rosh Chodesh Elul every year, the whole month, in order to warn the Jewish people that they should do tshuva. As it says in Mitok HaShofar Bir, Vam Lo Yechradu, like we spoke about recently, the charada of the shofar. If you blow the shofar in the city, are the people not going to be afraid? And also kedei la'arbev ha-satan, to confuse the satan, doesn't know what's going on. He sees them sounding the shofar in Elul. V'chein noigen ba'ashkenaz l'tkoy v'chol boiker v'erev achar ha-tfilah. And the minhag in Germany is to blow every morning and evening after davening. And Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain to remove the evil decree, be makabel the second luchas. That is the Torah that we have. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to receive. And after the Chet HaEgel, that we'd sinned so severely. And then they sounded the shofar in the camp. And that shofar was telling us that Moshe went up to the mountain and we shouldn't follow Avi Dizara again. The first time Moshe went up to the mountain, they followed the Avodah Zarah. They said, oh, Kizem Moshe Ish Asher Alonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lo Yadanu Mehayalo. We don't know what happened to Moshe. So that caused the Chet HaEgel, terrible mistake, the Avodah Zarah of the Chet HaEgel. So now they sounded the shofar in the camp, and this time they shouldn't follow the Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Tchiyah Shofar is in order to ensure that the Jewish people don't follow Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachu, was elevated with that tkiyah. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nis'ala bo'isei shofar, Shnei mara'a lo'kim b'su'a Hashem b'kol shofar. And therefore, Zeichel lo'isei shofar, Tiknu l'tkoi b'shofar b'rosh chodesh, b'chol ha'chodesh. That shofar was effective, and it should continue being effective for the rest of the generations. By blowing the shofar, that prevents, precludes a mistake, a tos. Again, we spoke about how this tos is prevented in a recent shir, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mis'ala b'isa shofar. V'ikar ha'davar, that ki shofar is coming to warn us that Moshe was going up to the mountain. V'makabel Torah. V'chodesh Elul, we're in a matzah that it's not clear that we're necessarily going to be received back by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's going to be mevatel the gzeira. We have a gzeira of hanicha li vayicha api bam v'achalem shmoy slamet beiz yud herif mimeni v'ashmidein forem tes yudal. This gzeira that we're going to be eliminated. So now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to be mevatel the kiviyachol the borei oilam, and we don't know what's going to be. Chazal tell us that the Jewish people were fasting all 40 days. And then the last day they fasted night and day. And Hashem was misratzen, and he gave luchos shnius to Moshe. And that's the yesod of Yom Kippur. So it emerges that all of Chodesh Elul, we were mutal b'safek if we're going to continue. We're going to live or not live, and it's tali b'zeh. If we're makabel the Torah, we're going to live, if not, not. Otherwise, we have this terrible gzeira of hanichali v'yichar api bam. And we're done. The tikkun is to hear ki a shofar all of chodesh elul. Shofar is effective. It helps us not be toyach rabbi disala. It helps us stay on the straight and narrow. Hayitaka shofar abir v'am lo yichradu apasuk anamis. A shofar mizazeo machrid. A shofar motzi mishigra, like we spoke about recently. Wakes us up. So that's the hachana that we have to do in chodesh elul. It says in Yalkut and Sof Parshas Pinchas, Amar Reb Levi, we discussed this in the past, that every month in the summer, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Jewish people a moed. Nisan is Pesach, Iyar is Pesach Katan, Sivan is Shavuos. Tammuz, he wanted to give a big holiday, but we made the Egel instead, and we lost Tammuz of an Elul. Comes Tishrei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us back with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. And then Tishrei said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Tishrei is repaying the other months. As in Tishrei, we have a hashlama for Tammuz Av and Elul. We have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. What about Tishrei itself? So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Tishrei Atzeres. It gave Shmini Atzeres. That's for Tishrei itself. So Rosh Hashanah should have been on Shavuos over Tammuz. But instead we had the Shviras HaLuchos. So, as a payback, we get Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. Tisha B'Av is supposed to be Yom Kippur. We messed that up. Instead, we got Tisha B'Av. But it was repaid in Tishrei. Yantav of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Briyas HaOdem. Zeh Yom Tchilas Maasecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. Tchilas Maasecha Zeh Yom Briyas HaOdem. Shavasor B'Tamuz was supposed to be Yom Briyas HaOdem. Yom Rishon Amiti Shebo Nivrat Surat Adam Kfir Atzino Yitbarach. Surat Adam Shetechia La'ad. Borei Olam Yatsar Et Adam B'Tkaven Shadam Yichia La'ad. La'olam. Yichia B'Gan Eden. שאדם קלקל את מעשיו. היום הראשון שכביכול בורא עולם מתכוון שכך הוא יהיה, כך הוא ימשיך. צריך היה לקרות ב-17 בתמוז. So really, Rosh Hashanah should have been in 17 בתמוז. That's when זה היום תחילת מעשיך should have been. 17 בתמוז, we were supposed to get the first luchos. והלוחות מעשה אלוקים הם, אבל מכתב מכתב אלוקים הוא חרות על הלוחות. שמור סלם מבייס תזיין, חזר דרשן. אתה אומר, חרות על החירות, חירות מיצר הרע, חירות ממלאך המוות, חירות משעבוד מלכויות. We should have been completely free. That's what the לוחות הראשון we're supposed to do for us. צורס אודם, that's free from מלאך המוות. Now we're supposed to be on Shavuos B'Tamuz. We lost it because we sinned. We also lost Tisha B'Av. It's supposed to be Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be Mekayim. V'kshavta misha alach v'zosu v'isha mishpachtu t'ashuvu. V'ben zorich an Eretz Yisrael l'olam. And that should have been the true Kedushas Yovel forever. V'chein gam et zev sadnu. כך הפסדנו את 17 בתמוז וגם את 9 באב. מקום זה נותן לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא את ראש שנה ואת יום הכיפורים בתשרי. מתבהר מדברי חז"ל שהדרך שלנו להגיע מ-17 בתמוז עד 1 בתשרי היא על ידי קריאת ההפטרות המיוחדות שנתקנו לשבועות אלו. So how do we get from Shavuot to Tammuz to the first of Tishrei? By reading the Haftorahs, special Haftorahs that we're reading on these days. From Shavuot to Tammuz till Echad B'Tishrei, there are 10 weeks. So we have 10 Haftorahs, like we see in the Psikta. The first three we read in Yirmiyahu. Two in Yirmiyahu, one in Yeshaya, plus the Puranusa. We have the Tzaros, the Oinshin, the Churbanos. Then we read the Sefer of Yirmiyahu, read Kinos, Echo. And after the three of Puranus, we have 7 weeks of Nechamas, the Sefer of Yeshaya. אז אל תקנו לנו שזה האופן שאנחנו צריכים להתכונן ולהגיע לראש שנה. אלא אין שבע שבתות לנחמת, שבהם אנחנו צריכים ללמוד לשמוע את דברי הנחמות של הנביאים. כך אנחנו צריכים להגיע לראש שנה. וזה מה שיביא אותנו לראש שנה, שכיום אחרי שהפסדנו את 17 בתמוז, זהו יום ראש שנה שלנו. וזהו זה היום תחילת מעשר הזיכרון מיום ראשון. כתוב כאן עוד משהו שאנחנו חייבים לעשות בחודש אלול. לתנחם כדי להגיע לראש שנה. להקשיב לדברי הנביאים. So we have to learn how to take a nechama. We have the sheva haftoros of nechemto from Yeshaya, and that's what brings us to Rosh Hashanah. To זה היום תחילת מעשר. We have to learn how to take nechama. Why do we need nechama? Get into Rosh Hashanah. Niyalkut in Yeshaya, Yesharuchu Dvarim, Parashat Nachamu Nachamu Ani. Shem Besof HaKeta Ketuv, Ata Motzei Kol Ma Sheikra Yirmiyahu Ba Yeshayahu V'Ripeh. Yirmiyahu Amar Ein La Menachem Ba Yeshayahu V'Ripeh. Nachamu Nachamu Ani. Yirmiyahu is the Navi. It's with Klal Yisrael Bezman HaChurban. Walach Itan Begalut. כפי שכתוב דברי חז"ל, איך הוא הלך עם כלל ישראל, איך הוא ברכה יחד עם כולם, איך הוא השתדל לחוקיהם לשאת בעול, כל אחד ואחד. על ירמיהו כתוב בגמרא ביומה, he didn't say neuro, famous Gemara that he said, where's your neurois? Moshe Rabbeinu said, a god ala gibor va neuro, and we don't see the neuro because the Nochrim Mekalkim Be'echolo, you have the Nochrim in the Beis HaMikdash. Where's your Neura? So Yirmiyahu omitted it. Because as we see from the Gemara, Yirmiyahu didn't want to say something that we didn't see before. If Kiviyach the Borei Olam isn't knowing in this Midah now, Yirmiyahu doesn't want to use this Midah. Im lo nohag b'midah zot ka'et, as I אפשר לשבח אותו במידה שהוא לא נוהג בה בפועל. אז ירמיהו הגיע בהשגתו להשגה שכעת בזמן החורבן בורא העולם לא נוהג יותר במידה הזאת. That's the meaning of the חורבן. In Tos Yishan Min Yuma, it's found in Ayin Amid Aleph, we bring the Yushalmi in Tainis, ירמיהו אמר אין נורא על בית המקדש, שנאמר נורא אלוקים ממקדשך, ולא אמר נורא. The reason that Yirmiyahu stopped saying Neura is because it says Neura Elokim Mikdashecha at the Tehillim 6836. And when the Bar Elam takes away the Mikdash, that means that there's no possibility of that the Midah of Neura is going to appear in the world. Midah shel Nora mitgaleh b'Mikdash. Yim nochrim mekarkarim b'Heichalo, efo Nora otav. As Yirmiyahu lo amar Nora. Anshe Knesset Gedolah, those that were Nevi'im, that were Mekabel from the Nevi'im, they were Machzir HaTorah V'Yoshna. Gemara state, Shemishum Kachim Nichnim Anshe Knesset Gedolah. They were Machzir HaTorah V'Yoshna. That's why they're Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the men of the Great Assembly. What do they do that earn them this distinguished title? They restored the crown, God's crown, to the old crown, meaning they brought back Godol Gibor HaNora after it was taken out by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im took down the Atola, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadol restored it. Biur HaDavar. In Be'emet Zekach, that Midas Noira is not Noig, Chalila. So, Anachnu Klal Yisrael in Emi She'amod Ba'adeinu. Anshei Knesset HaGadol Ratziru HaTorah LeYoishna. Because they saw that if not for the Moira B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, if not for God's awesomeness, how do we exist? Me'achar she'anachnu b'chol zot mitkaimim, that's the Noiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you do see the fact that Klal Yisrael exists. Me'ro alakim b'kdashach l'kei Yisrael hu nasein oiz v'sa'asum v'islam. The fact that, you're right, there's no Noiro in the Mikdash, but there's another Noiro, and that's in the nation that we still exist. That's the Noiros, that's the awesomeness of Hashem. Yirmiyahu finishes Megillas Eicha. He says, "Ki mois ma'astanu katzafla leinu ad mo'ed." You despised us. You're angry at us. We're done. So we add on the pasuk of Hashivenu Hashem Elochem Neshuv Chadeshim Enu Kekedem. But in the Navi itself, it doesn't say that. You were first Hashivenu and then Ki mois ma'astanu. Yirmiyahu said Hashivenu is a tefillah. The matzav it's not like that. It's far away. Ki mois ma'astanu katzafla leinu ad mo'ed. Bekanze asif. Kshekatuv ad meod, hanu ein yoter mize, ein meus gadol yoter mehameois maastonu, vein ketzef gadol yoter mikatzafta aleinu ad meod. So Yirmiyahu was saying his shita that he stopped saying noiva. We're done. Kadosh Baruch Hu threw us away. Meois maastonu. So we were the talmidim of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. We add the pasuk of Hashivenu Hashem Melech v'Neshuva. V'kach harei ki ma'os ma'astanu, anu chuzrim v'omrim, shim kol ha'ma'os ma'astanu, shim kol ha'katzafta aleinu ad me'od, v'hop for Hashivenu Hashem Melech v'Neshuva chadei shemenu k'kedem. הדבר מובן כי אחר שירמיהו סיים את הספר בלי נחמה, הרי שכאשר אנחנו מוסיפים את השיבנו הנוסף, את השיבנו השם אליך ונשובה, אחרי המאוס מהסתן וקצפת עלינו עד מאוד. We're adding on a pasuk of Nechama. After the Ad Ma'id of the Churban, we're adding on Nechama. Yirmiyahu didn't say Noira. Nochim mekarkim beecholo ha'ino ro'isav. Where's your Noira? Anshei Knesset HaGadol were machzir ha'tor li'yoshna, not Yirmiyahu. Elu hen ha'makot she'ika Yirmiyahu. Ha'rufua lo ba me'oto makom. They taught us the Puranus, and that's the way it remains. And the Nevi'im Misaru L'Anshei Knesset HaGadol, V'hem Rashei Torah She'Ba'al Peh Gilu B'Koach Toratam Et HaNechama. And what's the Nechama? Adrabah, Hem Nora'otav, She'al Malei Mora'o He'ach Uma Achat, Yicholah Letkayim Bein HaOmot. That's the only way we can exist, because of your Noirois. The Pasuk B'Tehillim Katuv Ki Yimcha Aslicha L'Man Tivare. Farshim Chazal, כך כותבים הראשונים על אתר, למען תיברי פירוש, למען שתתגלה יראתך. פירוש המילה תיברי, כמו תיירי, תיירי. מי שיראים מפניו. We want your fear, God, that our fear should be revealed before us. כי אמך סליחה, כדי שתתגלה על ידי זה אותה מידה ממידותיו, הנקראת נורא, בורא העולם נורא, בכוונה שיראים ממנו, ומטיל אימה, זה נקרא נורא. You know why, God, you forgive us? In order that it should be revealed, your midah that's called noira. כי אמך סליחה למען תברא. You give us slicha, with you is slicha, in order that we should feel the meat of neira, that awe that we feel for you. Ketuv akach barishonim, in Rashi, in Ezra, in Tzedot, kach nitzak v'ar b'chazal, כי אלמלא הייתה מידה כזאת שבורא עולם סולח, מי שכבר חטא שוב לא היה ירא. If God wouldn't forgive, he wouldn't fear. Because somebody who's mufka from slicha is parek ol. Hu avud. Ben ko yaseh ito kol ro'ot sheba'olam. So if he's already finished, what does he care? Just be parek ol. But God gives us slicha, so we should learn it. We should continue fearing Hashem. Yom ha'roim are yimei slicha, ki imcha ha'slicha l'man tivarei. Kedei lagi mipuranusa, puranusa, those weeks of tragedy, of destruction, those are the weeks we don't say Noira, those are the weeks of Yirmiyahu. So we get to the Yom Noiraim, where we do have Noira. And in order to get there, we need Nechama, we need to have the Shiva de Nechemta. And that, please God, is what we're going to explain in the coming Shir. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. But we know that we shall continue.